Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet, Eric Mossberg, and Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Who has? Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Yo, who am? Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my son, motherfucking King Eric, on the motherfucking current events. Got my nigga Tommy, a.k.a. Comet. Sports and shit. What's going on, y'all?
What up?
Yeah, what's ain't going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Just fucking, you know, going through it like everybody else, man. Word up, man. Sometimes you get sick of shit, you know, but you just gotta keep pushing. What's going on with y'all, man?
That's for sure.
150. Kind of crazy, man, because I just dawned on me earlier that it would be approximately 3 years since we started this show. We started this show in 2020 during the pandemic, and we've been off to the horses since.
You sound crazy right now.
Yeah, like you're under the pillow.
You underwater or something?
Hear me now?
You still sound fucked up.
Hold on 1 second, y'all. I'm gonna switch phones. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, but it's crazy out there, Poet, man. The news, it's crazy out there right now.
It's definitely crazy, man. Motherfuckers at war, in the hood, in the motherfucking, in the world.
In the world, you got the migrants, you got the protesting for the war. Way
oh,
too
man.
Much going
like,
on, man.
Niggas forgot about the migrants. Niggas forgot about fucking Donald Trump for now. It's all about that war shit right now, man. But
you got that war. You got the Ukraine war. Yeah. You got this war. You got the migrants coming in.
I know Israel wants some get back, man. That's what they want. They want some revenge, man. Right now, they want to get back at them niggas for what they did. And they don't give a fuck who get it.
Yeah, but, you know, Iran's, you know, let them know, you know, that they should chill out because, you know, they don't want the what are they called? The Hezbollah. Yeah, they don't want them to get involved. Right now, it's just with the Hamas and that. But if they keep going on, you know, all these other people going to get involved with it. And I saw people from Egypt bringing them water, you know, like, it's all surrounding Muslim countries. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they, you know, they need some get back.
You got 10 Americans that were killed. People was at a festival. Like, these people attacked the festival that was going on. People jumped in the car. They think they're getting away, only to get shot up in the car.
You know, it's a reason for everything, but, you know, shit don't make sense to everybody. But to them, it makes sense.
They have their reasons. Yeah, they have their reasons, but, you know, life is more precious than anything, man. And you attacking people that don't have nothing to do with your problem, you know? It should be, you know, if you got a problem with the government, attack the government, not the people, you know?
You know, they got a problem with the motherfucking Hamas, man. Hamas is a fucking ideology. Like, you can't be the ideology, the idea a lot of people think, because once you mow the lawn, then
like,
the grass go back. Once you
I'm
mow that
saying,
lawn,
like, you know,
the grass don't come back. They can go kill them all right now. But years from now, they'll be back. You can't get rid of, you know, the ideology.
I'm just saying, like, you know, those both sides cherish family, right? It's the government and the politics that they don't like. And the religion that they don't like. And there's people that are on the other side that feel the same way. You know? They don't want nothing to do with their government. They look at people all the same.
Yeah, man, but from what I understand, you know, Israel, they've been running shit for a minute over there, keeping them over there in Gaza. And they keep over here. Like, they've been, like, you know, separating them. And they, you know, keeping them separated and, like, they really doing shit to them, too, you know what I'm saying? So they had enough. They had enough. Like, I remember seeing, you know, Israel went at the niggas and they went to one of their mosques, one of their fucking, during their holidays, and was arresting niggas and shoving guns in their faces and arresting them and all kinds of shit. I'm like, damn. I know they're going to be mad at this shit. They going into their mosque and fucking with them? Oh, no. As you know, this shit happens. You know, like around last year, they went to their mosque and they was harassing the niggas or something. You know, they been treating, you know, Palestinians got a beef with them, man. Anytime you can turn off your enemy's water and power, you obviously got the upper hand. Like, these niggas knew they was going to pay for this shit.
I know, you know, like, for me, I know what their issues are, but, you know, all the little kids and the women and the young kids, and, like, they don't have nothing to do with that. And when you look at the news, that's all you see is little kids, bloody faces, you know, like...
Yeah, they ain't got no place to go. They tell them, Emil, get out of there. We about to bomb shit. They like, damn, where we going? I mean, it's the one thing to get back. But how much get back do you think they need to have? They trying to go hard. Like, Now we're going to destroy all of that shit.
I mean, for me, personally, like me, you know, I wouldn't be targeting civilians. I'll be targeting the, you know, what needs to be targeted. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to target them niggas. Them niggas is hiding amongst the population. It's not like they, you know, sitting in one spot and they around, they spread out all throughout the Gaza Strip. You know what I'm saying? You can't pinpoint them there.
Oh, you talking about Israel to them. I'm talking about them to Israel. You know, like.
Yeah, it's deep, yo. It's deep. It's deep. But like I said, man, hip-hop cures all. I was thinking, what a fucking be dope if you do a joint, a Palestinian dude and a, you know, Israeli dude, had them do a joint together, you know, and talk about this shit and come together, show them holding, you know, shaking hands, and, you know what I'm saying, talking about, you know, talking what they, what's on their mind. And at the end of the video, at the end of the day, they cool. I'm telling you, hip-hop can save the world, baby. Hip-hop can save the world. This is crazy. Like somebody,
can y'all hear me now? Good.
Okay, I saw that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, like cool. I think we got a caller on the line, y'all.
Bring him through.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, 757. You online?
Man, what it do, man? Y'all know it's T, man. It's gotta support my brother on Screwball Radio. How y'all been, man? You know, I talk to King every day, but, you know, Comet, Poet, how y'all been, man? I ain't talked on a minute. How y'all been?
We good.
What's good, man? How you?
All good, man. Y'all just listening in, you know, and the thing is, conflict, man, it's crazy because people got to understandable implications in terms of the conflict between Isaac and Ishmael years back, many years. And, you know, one became, you know, I mean, you got a Muslim, other is Jewish. And so, because there's a lot of lenders, and I tell people in any situation, you really, because y'all broke it down beautifully. Anything y'all did, this was, y'all didn't, you know, take sides on the situation. Y'all both acknowledge this. There's a lot of funk on both ends. And that's what people have to understand before they can sides on. Of course, everybody knows that the state of Israel started in 1948 after World War II.
Right.
Yeah, you man, you know, got to educate people, man. You know, we don't know it all. I know a little about the region, about the shit, but you know, you got to do your research, man, and see what shit fall at.
Yeah, I mean, it goes further back than that. You know, it goes further back than that.
Yeah,
you know,
I think I got
the people.
But yeah,
the people, you know, the people, they taken over. You know, they looked at as a higher people. When, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all the same, you know, you just might eat different foods, you know, might be raised different, but, you know, life is life, you know what I'm saying, no matter what. And I understand people look at their religion as life, but a breathing life is something, like something that you should always respect, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Absolutely.
Sometimes looking at it from, you know, I praise this, and they infiltrated my land, and they're living on my land. When
it's
the earth
about
is
land.
The earth. Yeah, the earth is the
it's
earth.
About
the
land,
earth
you
don't
know,
belong to nobody. The earth don't belong to nobody. We just live in it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, Palestine figure feels. Israel trying to run everything. They want to own all of this shit. They like, yo, this is us too. You know what I'm saying? We're going to own. But you know, that's their shit, man.
Yeah. And it's enough to go on both sides of the conflict, because neither one has been perfect in it. You know, obviously we are not anti-Jewish. We are not anti-Muslim. We love everybody, you know, on Screwball and Off the Cuff Radio. And that's why I tell people before they start taking sides on this, they got to understand where this all goes. Like, even like y'all heard what Amari Stoudemire did jumping out on Twitter the other a couple days ago, talking about, you know, for all y'all Black Lives Matter, but y'all staying quiet about what's going on in Israel, fuck y'all. And I'm looking at Amari like, dude, you do not want to die on that hill. You really don't want to go there because
you know a lot of people don't want to talk my shit. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk my shit because you know you lose a lot of supporters, a lot of fans, and you start letting people know your political views and how you feel about shit.
Right, right, right.
So motherfuckers just be quiet about it. But some shit you just can't.
Yeah,
you got to have an opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, it's something where you have... Go ahead, King.
So, sometimes you just got to, you know, I don't want to say mind your business, you know, because at the end of the day, we all, like I said, we all breath of life. So, you know, people going to have their opinion. But when you're from the outside and like we all the way over here, you know what I'm saying? And they're dealing with that that's right next door to them. So I understand it. It's like beefing with your neighbor, you know. If your neighbor live right next door to you and y'all don't agree, and you throwing shit on his lawn and he throwing shit on your lawn, and y'all beefing, nobody can't say nothing that live on the other side of town. That shit don't got nothing to do with you. But at the same time, you know, we all children of the Most High at the end of the day, and that's what they need to respect. You know, they don't look at religion because religion is meant to separate. You know what I'm saying? It make you believe in something, but it's meant
to. Right now, they're just working on emotions right now. They killed a lot of kids. They killed people. So they want to get some get back. But the question is, how much get back do y'all think is too much?
I mean, it should have been over. Like, all right, these guys attacked them one day. These guys been attacking for the last 5 days. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Hamas sent rockets one day. Shots into their country. And Israel was like...
The hostages, they killed most
people. Yeah. They
did a lot of shit.
Festivals, they kidnapped people. You know, like...
They want to go in there and just erase them. But that's impossible.
And
you can't erase them. Even if you kill everybody in Gaza, kill them all, it's still an ideology, nigga. The next people growing up going to be like, yo, we believe this too, man. You can't
not
even kill
that. Not only that, it's almost like being born into a gang. You know, like this is, you could take 3-4 heads out, but the next ones coming up all still think the same way.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's deep.
Especially with the change of time now, because there's a lot of them out here too with the border crisis. A lot of them is out here.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, you know, we got to speak on it because they protesting in New York. They protesting in all over. Motherfucking leaders is calling for violence. The old leaders of the Taliban and calling for violence, like, yo, trying to make it into a Muslim thing instead of a region thing. You know, they're trying to keep it between Palestine.
And not only that, Paul, you got the lady that lives in Queensbridge. And you
That wasn't the hood.
But it wasn't
Queens. I sent that shit to you. I saw that shit. That wasn't the hood. But yeah, it was in Queens.
You got people in Queens, right, who are Palestinian, and they have a flag on their window, and then you got people that live in the neighborhood throwing rocks at your window, telling you to take your flag down. Like, it's all the way over here.
Can't do that.
But what I'm saying is, that shit is all the way over here. Meanwhile, it started all the way over there, but the people are people. And, you know, they're going to take their beliefs wherever they go.
Yeah, man, it's definitely going to come this way. A bunch of Jewish guys jumped out and beat up a Palestinian kid out there in Brooklyn. It's crazy, man. It's about to be real.
Man, look,
I
don't know if y'all remember an old song by Megadeth called Holy Wars. Dave Mustaine, and the lyrics are almost prophetic. The opening verse calls brother will kill brother, spilling blood
Holy
across
Wars,
the
man.
Land, killing for religion, something I don't understand. Fools like me cross the seas and come to foreign lands. That's the shame for their beliefs. They'll kill on God's command. A country that's divided surely will not stand. A master race, the one disgraced, the foolish, naive stand. The end is near, it's crystal clear, part of the master plan. Don't look now to Israel. It might be your homeland. Holy war.
Yeah, man. I remember that shit, man. It's real.
Yeah.
You gotta think, man.
We're gonna pray for this, anybody,
they,
but, you know, hopefully everybody be, you know, saying this hostages. It's gonna be collateral damage, man. You know,
it
they
is.
Going
and
in
it's
there.
Gonna, and it's gonna extend past yeah. this too. It's gonna extend past Israel and Middle East. It's gonna go past that.
Yeah, it
it's
can,
already
it can trigger, it can get nasty.
It already is because, like you said, you got kids from Israel jumping, Palestinian kids here in Brooklyn. You got Palestinians protesting downtown. Like, it's already affecting us here. And
right.
Think
Hell
about
yeah.
this. Think about the stuff that don't make the news.
Right.
Think about the
right.
stuff that don't even get. Ain't nobody knew that shit happened. You know what I'm saying? It's just
yeah,
sad.
Yeah,
it's sad. It's sad,
man.
So up for a big mess. You know, media.
Everything.
You guys notice that the media, they ain't said nothing about Ukraine and Russia. That's like pushed to the side.
Nah, they still covering it. But this, you know, news is about this just in. This just in. So they're going to stop talking about that a lot to tell you what's going on over here. It's their way of keep pushing their narrative. You know what I'm saying? Because the war in Ukraine is not going to stop. That shit ain't going to stop.
Nah, Putin's going to stop.
You see the Hamas, and they just were on a ceasefire, and now it started up again. So that ain't going to stop. You got the migrants coming in. That ain't going to stop. You know what I'm saying? Like
right
just,
now, China is looking at Taiwan like, motherfuckers, America can't be everywhere. We about to take this shit. We got North fucking Korea, South Korea. They might go at it like, yo. Because, you know, America try to be the world police. But you can't police everything, everywhere at the same time, nigga.
Yeah, and don't forget about North Korea.
We've been popping up every
other
day.
Got North Korea.
Yeah, so right now is kind of easy pickings. Not easy pickings, but it could be a war, man, behind this shit, man. It could be a
for
fucking
sure.
war. The one thing, Jews, I don't know, what y'all think about this? They say, yo, this is worse than all American catastrophes rolled up into one. I'm like,
they
said, huh? Is it like 12 9/11s? It's like, is this worse than Pearl Harbor? It's worse than everything that ever happened to America. It's 20 times worse than that. I'm like, huh? I don't know about that. Now it's terrible, but
could be.
3,000 people died in the fucking World Trade Center. One shot.
Yeah, but when you think about it, you know, Israel been going to war for years. You know, the 9/11 attack was on 9/11. There was no other attack. And, you know, and then you go back to 93 when they tried to take down the World Trade Center. But at
yeah.
the same time, there's just two incidents besides, you know, the flying the plane into the Pentagon, besides the hijacking of a plane. But this over there is constant lives lost, kids dead. You know, it just don't stop. at least we could say our last thing that happened was 9/11. Look how, you know, that was 01. We in 2023, you know what I'm saying? But for them, it's like, you know, they might have a ceasefire for like a year, and then they back at it. Then they come back to negotiations, then they back at it, you know? It's just a cycle that just keeps going on. And no matter how much you try to sit down in the middle and try to mediate, they don't want to mediate. They want to handle the things the way they know how to handle it.
I mean, and like nobody in the Middle East.
Yeah. Nobody wins.
Yeah, you.
Nobody wins.
You're right.
Nobody wins. Ain't nobody.
I mean,
winning.
But you look.
Nobody's. The people are losing.
I mean, you look at two of the guys who are most prevalent, who were trying to basically, you know, just try to be figures and try to mediation. I mean, with Yitzhak Rabin, when he was assassinated, I believe, in 1995. And, of course, you know, Yasser Arafat, you know, the head of the PLO, the Palestinian Leadership Organization, you know, those were two pivotal figures in it. But like you said, yo, I mean, everything else that is on point. I mean, this is something that it's been going on for so long that it's just about, you know, about that get back. And this is something that Hamas, keeping it real, Hamas isn't going to win this thing long term. And I don't even know if that's their goal more than it is to try to get, you know, to say, well, look what they're doing to us in Palestine. Well, I'm like, the people of Palestine didn't ask y'all to go over there and do what y'all did either. You know, so this is a little bit different, you know, but they done started something now to scale the atrocity that Israel, I mean, Netanyahu has basically said that, you know, y'all motherfuckers better get ready because we coming and we going to keep coming.
Yeah, they coming and try to wipe them out, man. But like I said, you can't get rid of them. You can't get rid of them. That's what's going to turn into a Muslim thing. Muslims versus Jews.
But look at this. It's a true fact. They can't get rid of it because this has been going on for decades.
Yeah.
Fact. This goes back
before we was born.
Before they was cars, they've been beefing. They've been riding camels and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've been beefing since
Israel,
they was
Israel
on
is like, you know what I'm saying? Israel is like the poppy city. They got everything. Gaza with the Palestinians, that's fucking, it's the hood. It's like fucked up. And they
well,
like, yeah,
the
we
hood.
Want more than this.
It's not really the hood. It's just they don't take on Western civilization. They don't want to live like the Westerns. You know, they don't, like, you know, like you say, Israel is more like a little United States in a way, because they have a lot of stuff they have over there. So they bring in the West civilization over there, and those people over there don't want nothing to do with what the West looks like. Like, you can't even have a KFC over there. They don't want that shit there. They don't want McDonald's there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day,
it's like me and you, a lot of people are gonna die. You know? It's like me and you. You know what I'm saying? I like the Jets, you like the Giants. You like the Mets, I like the Yankees. You know what I'm saying? Now me and you, we cool and all, but now we start talking shit because, ah, man, fuck the Yankees. Ah, man, fuck the Mets. And now there's beef. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
It's just what you believe in.
I don't know what's the end result, but I know it's going to be a lot of deaths.
I mean, you look at all these, I mean, and you know, the conflicts we've had. I mean, you look at what happened early back in February with the Soviet, you know, with Russia invading, you know, Ukraine, you know, and the fact is, you know, it's like, you know, Putin coming from that old KGB of the Soviet Union, you know, Putin's thing is he wants to try to bring that back again, and the Ukrainians are like, hell nah, dude, we like our land. We like living in our own country, you know, and it seems everything is trying to come circular, you know, whether, you know, I tell anybody, when you know, whatever side you're on with it, understand the history behind these conflicts so you can have an informed opinion about it. you know, because...
Well, at the end of the day, Ukraine was part of Russia. Russia wants the land back, you know?
Right.
Israel is in Jerusalem, which originates back towards the Muslims, and they just want their land back. They want to, you know what I mean? Like, you've been living on my land for this long, you know what I'm saying? And you took it by force.
Uh-huh.
You know, we just want our holy land back. This is our holy land. But, you know, the Israel's like, oh, we live here now. This is us. They should just, you know, I don't want to say they should just do anything because it's really not, it's not my beef. I'm just on the outside looking in. And
from
the outside looking in, you know, they should find common ground. You know, they should split the city in half and let them have and intermingle and be with each other. You know, just like they do here in the States. You got Muslims here in New York that pray with Israelites. They go to the same mosque and show peace to each other.
Yeah.
But the difference here is that this is not a holy land. There's no, they don't look at this as something that's, you know, historically
significant.
Yeah, historical, like, you know, Jerusalem is, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know.
Shit's sad, man. It's going to be crazy.
My whole thing is the
hopefully,
kids,
you know,
man.
Hopefully motherfuckers, you know, work this shit out, man, because it don't look like it's going to be worked out until Israel gets some get back. They want, they big bloodthirsty right now. They want to get some get back bad.
Right now, that's the situation of take it back in blood with a person or a country, because Israel, I mean, you know, they understandably, they're pissed. Palestinians are pissed because they feel like how they've been treated by Israel. So when you look at the history on both ends, there's a lot of issues that have prevalent that have been on both ends where how they've treated each other, and it hasn't always been the best. And that's where you're kind of seeing this one action like it did that was so unexpected and barbaric that understandably has everybody shaking. You know, like you said, we're just outsiders and we're not on the front lines, you know, but there's going to be a lot of death. Hopefully somewhere along the line they can find, so like y'all said, some common ground. But right now, it ain't going to go there. Pivoting for a minute, I did want to get y'all, because this is a hip-hop thing that y'all do, and there's nothing that is hip-hop y'all don't talk about. We got to get into this whole relationship thing with Will Smith and Jada, man. One word.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing with that.
Nah, we ain't got to get into that.
I leave that shit for the fucking, for the tabloids, man. That shit don't,
right,
that
right,
shit
right.
ain't, that shit ain't, that shit ain't underground hip hop, man. Jada Pinkett done had her finger in his butt for how many years, man? I ain't talking about that shit. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Yeah, that's a different show.
Nah, what I do want to touch on, I don't know if y'all saw, Puffy and how the Pirus of California are trying to get him touched because they feel that because he's behind the killing of Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now Puffy done hired like former war security to be part of his entourage. You know what I'm saying? Because ever since KPD went down, they implicating that Puffy was behind that.
Man, when Puffy gonna have some problems too, though. Once they finish with Puffy, he might be going to jail too, because that kid KPD is mentioning that nigga name a lot of shit.
And yeah, like
he out there gaslighting. 50 Cent out there gaslighting every day.
Yeah, but 50 Cent, he's an instigator. He want people to be in problems. But at the end of the day, you know, you going back to 97, when you know, 96, when Pac was killed, and then when Big was killed, you know, these were rumors that was going around. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and here we are, 2023 again, you know, from 97 to 23, and now his name is being brought up again. So.
His what?
The light always gets, you know, anything that's in the dark is going to come out in the light. You know what I'm saying? You can't
say. I
mean,
that's true.
With Puffy, you're going to see, you know, whatever happened with Puffy, you're going to get what's coming on. Once they finish putting the puzzle together, and they go pull up at that mansion, snatch his ass up out of there, then you're going to know what's up.
I mean,
it's definitely coming.
Because you know they're going to pinch TGD. They're going to make him squeal.
I mean, but he's a G, and at the end of the day, all his information is already publicized because he's been talking to all these different outlets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, what's going to bite him in the butt is the laws of Las Vegas. And the laws of Las Vegas are that if you was there, even though if you didn't shoot him, but you was there, you are a part of that. You know what I'm saying?
You're a co-conspirator.
Like, yeah, it's like going in the bank. It's like going in the bank, and you don't have to be the one that was in the bank, but if I'm sitting in the car waiting for y'all to come out, I'm just as guilty.
Not even if you made the plan, nigga, you going down too, you didn't have to be no way around. And nigga talking about,
man.
Oh, he made the plan.
Yeah.
And didn't talk about he the one that gave Baby Lane the gun to shoot him. You know what I'm saying? Because he said the other dude wasn't going to do it, but, you know, Lane said he would do it, so he gave him the gun. I mean, that's conspiracy. You know, it's like I said, you know, just like possession is 9/10 of the law, you being in that presence, if you were an active participant in some, even not even if you're an active participant, like you said, you know, poet, but it's like if you were there, you know, then put right up in the mix too. Cause,
you was there, so obviously you was there. You know what went down. You're
uh-huh.
part of it. You know, ain't no getting out of that. But I tell you one thing. You know the Jet. I mean, you know, I'm gonna hop into sports because I ain't gonna stay with this negativity. Even though the Jets, you know, they won last week. Happy for them. You know, the Giants got to get out of their hole. You know, that's. And I know the Panthers down there in North Carolina, damn, they suck. What's going on with them?
Hey, your boy
going. We going. Hey, every game we show up in, we got paper bags over our heads.
Yeah.
Come on. Them Carolina Panthers is dookie juice right now.
When it comes to football, it's that bad. When they have football discussions at the job, I just bow my head and just walk by my business.
It's over for a lot of teams already, man. A lot of teams is like 1-4, 1-5. You know, it's over for a lot of them already. So
bad, man. It's bad.
They just playing because they got to play.
For real.
It's a job.
I mean,
you got to think about it with Carolina. You got to think about Carolina with Bryce Young. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much a whole new situation. They pretty much they fired the coach Matt Rhule last year, so it's like they're pretty much going square one. It's the ebb and flow. I mean, you look at what's happening in New England right now. You know, Belichick, you know, and I mean, it's that New England dynasty that we saw for 20 years is over. I tell all the Patriots, it's over.
Yeah.
It is done. Is he going to get fired
from
New England? No. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, the Patriots is dookie juice, too. They dookie juice. They flowing in the toilet right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they beat the Jets, you know, one of the games they beat the Jets, but, you know, the Jets are still young guys, man. You know, we ain't got no superstars on the team. You know, we had Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, he done took a hit. He's over with for the year, so.
Yeah, he'll be back next year.
Y'all defense is on point. I mean, the defense y'all got is still strong. So Law, you know, has built it, you know, to where the Jets, Rodgers is going to be that piece that gave the Jets a chance to really contend. And, I mean, they beat Denver last week. I tell anybody, even the worst NFL team is going to shock somebody. So, but the Jets are going to have to figure out exactly with Zach Wilson what they're going to do. You know, Zach, and I'm not somebody
gonna
like, you know,
I tell you what they're going to do. He's going to play the rest of the year, and they're going to hope fucking Aaron Rodgers get back good.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, he's a good quarterback, you know, he just got to get sharper. He just got to get a little better. He wasn't ready for this smoke either. That's why they
I know we've been chopping it for a minute. Got to give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? They want to hear that.
Get some music,
hardcore,
man.
Underground. You know, there's a lot of music out there.
A lot of dope music out there. You know, we got to do what we do here, Schoolball Video, and just give it to the people right here. So, yeah, we're going to hit y'all with some bangers. 516-531-9596 if you want to call and chop it up. And let's go. Yep.
Chilla to the ankle bone. I'm that nigga now, I'm just gonna make it known. My dog caught a body bustin' Draco Chrome. They gave him life behind the prison gates, he can't go home. I get the Yale gone, break a whole one down and make his own. Cause in these streets, I'm a motherfuckin' state alone. He say he the king, well machine come to take his throne. Take over the game like I'm Jordan when he played Malone. Spray the Mac-10s out of black pens. He dropped his car, he's running from it, got a cracked lens. Mama gone for days, been on a crack bench. Walked to granny house, she got a packed fridge. Been about that action since the older days. Niggas putting bodies on the throwaways. Latex gloves on when we loading case. You should know what time we on. Expectations entirely wrong. Kicked a hole in the game before multiple views. My time be gone. Gotta be strong when you're popping the paparazzi phone. Sliders singing in your local precinct like a Mario. Came away to get here naked to a Brocky arm. Careful, had to stash the rocket by the Aki John. Hermes on my way to the tomb, Versace bond. You would think I'm repeating shit, got several copies gone. Hating ain't gon' stop me, probably wish me body harm. Hand off to my dumb out, get his kamikaze on. He'll always be forks in the road, his Maserati's form. Your rap careers ain't working out, a bunch of sloppy songs. Quiet storms and beautiful murders for Oxymor. We in the town as vehicles hounded in lobby small. They won't play, that's why we on. Every day a body's drawn, duck the crime. The one your baby mom eyes be on. I had to move these blocks. Meet me at the beauty shop. The one that's owned by my cutie wop. That got the booty shots. I ain't packing the tootie glock. Absolutely not. Stash box case I get stopped by traffic duty cops. My last interaction, they was asking who we shot. Gave them no reaction, so they acted truly shocked. This ain't a movie arc. I stack fruity rocks. It's diamonds and emeralds and rubies in my jewelry box. The calls that we got show y'all all who we not. 1500 at the ball and Louis shots. Walking around your bitch crib in my drawers and Louis socks. Got me confused, dog. I thought who be stopped. From upstate NY, a moody block. Play the gangster role and I make your movie stop. All hoes is birds, I'm with a bougie flock. I never let these groupie thoughts do me like Rudy Pops, nigga.
I'm jerky down. thinking the rapper loyal. Soon as the glitz and the glamour hit him, they back us towards you. I assure you, duffel is different, hustle efficient, path is royal. Know that struggle don't happen to you, it happens for you, that's a lesson. Was clapping weapons as an adolescent, harbored mad aggression, add depression, let the bad assessment. My last investment in the streets was major, increase the wager, time to pressure the block like Ali defeating Frazier. I keep a blazer like it's beef with Sega, at peace with nature, cause inside me's an altered beast that can beat the Sega. Had beef with neighbors, now I'm owning home. But I'm still a Jersey, got three connects on my mobile phone. Slow your tone, can't catch a break if you got some broken bones. I always had the temptation, pops was a rolling stone. God bless the child that hold his own. Duffel bag ransom, Jersey zone, one.
I'm Jersey down.
Three, 908, stole a car, state kids raise the crime rate. In between the desolate, you can find some great talent grows in the Garden State. I'm from Gunswick, let's get that known from the start, huh? For I rep this high New Jeru with all my heart. Mismatched Clark on the boardwalk at Asbury Park. Don't get caught in camping after dark. I remember Unity Day at Rutgers, with a platoon of YX and 9 gun buckers. Pushing through just to see Red Man. What? Hit the stage, careful in the park, a lot of club grenades. Wow. They letting all straight, get caught, get a mugshot. Leave the state first, things you crave when you get back. What? White Castle takes you sub shot. Club with Biff Jersey girls having fun at Seaside. One thing for sure about Jersey, we
I'm
live.
I need the guy with the only crown to exempt me. I've been on the edge ever since, living history. I was 21, having houses like Century. Most rappers needed cosigns for their entry. They walk by me tensely, changed since then. 20 years getting this music money immensely. I'm from Raw where they asked about Scan Street. I was outside with them guys and we never shared plate, never. I hear a lot of rappers talking like it's their state. Put them on the stage with me and watch their fate.
Watch.
Murder scenes, mothers cry trying to tear the tape.
Lord.
Young boss led them to the cross and they escape. Can't nobody check this guy. You spell Nucci like J-E-R-S-E-Y.
I'm Jersey down.
From the Clippers to the Nets, you can look and see I'm dirty jerseys down to the zippers on my sweat. Dollar arm so I feel no pressure, and my whole team is straight from the guard, they don't get no pressure. Extra, extra, lefty rex flexion. It's all duck, we ain't cut from the same texture. Tim's all season, shades when it's dark out. Hennessy for breakfast, blaze when the hawk's out. Fools gon' rush in, bet they never walk out. Plastic cups cover the shells, bring the chalk out. Dirty jerseys general, salute the veteran. Yeah. Left sickness can't be controlled with no medicine.
Nope.
Who you know? Better than certainly not guns. Ain't no chillin' where I'm from when you hear them shots runnin'. We don't box, but we giving them 30 rounds. If it's beef, ain't no question. He's no Jersey down.
I'm Jersey down.
Thank you.
second of my time. I'm a rhyme regardless. Dual outside, so I shine regardless. Why niggas out here look like swine and markets? Niggas call you the glizzy man. Vic Spencer, a.k.a. Sheezy the titty man. Blaze the pack with the Bosch Don and the Izzy man. Rock the off-whites, keep my feet on the city man. No time for trial and error. I got the sauce drip with the mouth cheddar. You can't be around me, fella.
Nah.
So many niggas not qualified. Fuck a cookout, I get you and your mama fried. You get fed like my bean bullets, now you a bean pie. Force one, same color as cream pie. Deadly ass roaches with the snake bite. Fuck five of them niggas, gon' give me 8 mics.
The black menace at the back block, Southside Street, where you could catch a slug for what your mouth might speak. I'm from the place where mayor of the city was a gang member. Cops as crooked as ever, don't let the game catch a scar on the boulevard, north side of Linden. Some hoods banging blood, other places they be crippin'. Me, I ain't trippin' or even ever stumble. Move light, craving a hunter in any jungle. I come through, specs shining like a fresh Cuban. I def jam my foot in your face, I'm Rick Rubin. Them young boys out on the blocks with sticks shooting. Baby mamas grabbing the kids and get moving. Shit's ruthless, sometimes it's hard to maintain. I open up the page and let it fall off the brain. Product of the environment, drugs bring the violence in. All by design, that's the truth, they be silencing.
The concrete block, the hustle round the clock. The bass that's screaming, the hoes be steady selling watch. Get that money, Lord, and don't end up getting shot. Go from roaches and rats to mansions in the yacht. I could kill 2 stones with 1 bird. I could kill 2 stones with 1 bird. I could kill 2 stones with 1 bird. The darkest corners of the city, what we call the earth.
Silver surface, clip inserted, club diverted. Youngins getting murdered, killers exerted. We put it in work, these niggas is worthless. Concrete blocks where suckers get shot. Fiends and corrupt cops, drug dens and opioid addictions. Blowing doors off the hinges, niggas get found slumped in buildings. All for the love of drug dealing. Colors control corners, for the dollar there's no honor. Some live for the drama to kidnap your baby mama. Move with armor, New York City gotta stay witty. Dubs in 50s, mindset gritty. Trying to get mine respectfully, I'm cut from a pedigree. My niggas got who head tendencies. Best friends turn enemies from the jealousy. Get left like Kennedy, can it be? Also simple dark corners will be the death of you. The concrete jungle, I can kill 2 stones with 1 bird. That's my word, that's my word.
The concrete block, the hustle round the clock. The bass that's screaming, the hoes be steady selling watch. Get that money, Lord, and don't end up getting shot. Go from roaches and rats to mansions in the yacht. I could kill 2 stones with 1 bird. I could kill 2 stones with 1 bird. I could kill 2 stones with 1 bird. The darkest corners of the city, what we call the earth. The concrete block, the hustle round the clock. The bass that's screaming, the hoes be steady selling watch. Get that money, Lord, and don't end up getting shot. Go from roaches and rats to mansions in the yacht. I could kill 2 stones with 1 bird. I could kill 2 stones with 1 bird. I could kill 2 stones with 1 bird. The darkest corners of the city, what we call the earth.
Yeah, Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. We play that dope shit. Nothing but that raw, uncut. You heard? Oh, by the way, the BET fucking awards sucked. The worst cycle ever.
Oh man, which one? Because it was like a Swiss Beat cypher, and then there was a Timberland cypher.
All of them was doodles. Shout out to Molly Mall. And fuck that BET war shit.
Yeah, shout out Molly Mall.
Street crack duty.
Yeah, I think the only person I liked on there was Cassidy. He's the only one that I liked that was out there spitting. Everybody
Crowd
else, I don't know what.
Crowd and black.
And
no, what is that? That's in the ATL. I don't know why. Somebody fucking worked that out there. That's in the ATL. She was super whack doodle juice. And that's what I have to say about that.
Yeah, the best part of the night. The best part of the night was Molly being acknowledged, man. That was the best part of the night for me.
The best part of the night when Molly said fucking Queensbridge. That was it. Fuck anything else.
Yeah.
It's just be telling your mind, niggas. Yo, this is making that. This man made sampling up. Motherfuckers, that, yeah, that, if that shit was in New York, yeah, that should have been popping.
For real.
It is what it is.
You know, that's not my corporate suit. They're not going to get it right.
Say what?
Yeah, so those people that ran those shows are basically ran or orchestrated by corporate suits that don't understand hip hop. So I don't expect them to get it right.
All,
you might have, yeah, right?
That's all just the machine. You know what I'm saying? That's just the machine. Because if it took them this long to give him his flowers, man, like that man was in the beginning, you know, since the 80s. Putting it down, and you wait all these years to acknowledge him on BET?
Yeah, it's a doodle.
Yeah, he gave you Kane, he gave you Biz Markie, he gave you MC Shan, you know what I'm saying? Roxanne, Shantae, I could keep going. And you wait all this time.
You recorded a lot of shit in his crib. Everybody rock him a lot of these shit was recorded there.
Yeah, that's what right I was just going to say. Like he recorded Rakim. Like, Eric B for President was recorded right there in the bridge, a lot of it.
Yeah, she's there, man.
You know, and you wait all this time.
It shows you,
this...
It just shows you the state of hip-hop. I ain't going to say hip-hop is dead. Hip-hop is popping. It's just that shit is being, that bullshit that they pushing is on the radio and the TV. That shit is whack. That's not hip hop. So I'm not even mad when motherfuckers be like, yeah, that's not hip hop. Yeah, you're right. That's not hip hop. So why you getting mad at it? You know? Sexy Red.
Yeah, that ain't.
Everybody mad at her. She's super ratchet. Everybody mad at Sexy Red because she's just a fucking kindergarten rapper.
Yeah, I ain't even mad at her. You know, she got the right people around her. They putting the money up for her. That's why she's where she's at, you know. But at the end of the day, man, that's not hip-hop.
I think her shit is more shock value. Like, damn, did she say that? I know she didn't say that. Oh, man, I know she ain't wearing that. You know, so her shit is all shock value. It's like, you know, Eminem. A lot of shit he can say just for shock value. Like, see the craziest shit. See what motherfuckers say, you know what I'm saying? And that shit sells. Like, you say some crazy shit, motherfuckers be like, yo, that motherfucker says, he says some crazy shit. She's super ignorant. And, you know, they pushing that right now.
Yeah.
But it's so easy not to listen to that shit and not to watch it. But it's easy for us to say because we, you know, we from a different cloth. But these little motherfuckers, you know, her target audience, they checking for her. This little girl that went to school the other day for dressed up as fucking Sexy Red. I was like, oh, man, this thing is getting out of hand.
She looked
did
like
she do some sex tape? She did a sex tape, right? Or some shit just happened?
Yeah, somebody said the video looked like it stinks.
Yo, I don't know what's up with that girl, but sometimes she look like, and then sometimes she look I don't know, man. Just, I don't know. A shape of her body? I don't know.
She looked like a...
I don't know.
She looked like a roach that got flipped over.
Yeah. Fried hard chicken wing. Something, man. She just, sometimes, man. But she on
her hustle, man.
She on her hustle game, you know.
She's definitely getting her money. She's definitely getting her money. She's definitely being cycled around every radio show that's, you know, mainstream. And, you know, like you said, get your money, man. Get your money. But please don't call that shit hip-hop.
Please don't call that shit hip-hop, man.
Nope.
The motherfuckers calling that shit hip-hop, they the problem.
I mean, anybody that's calling it hip-hop is somebody that don't know hip-hop, you know? that's for sure. Because I
it
think
is
somebody
kind of
like...
sad that, you know, like when you're doing gangster rap, you know, you're doing like hood rap, you're talking reality rap, and they see, you know, so you aim for the little niggas or whatever. But the shit she doing is like, damn, the little girls that she's impressing, that's not good for the females, I don't think, at all. You know what I'm saying? Us rapping about hood shit and selling drugs, you know, shoot shit up and what we do to other rappers and shit like that, you know, braggadocious rap. That's one thing. But the shit she pushing? Impressionable little girls, man. And that's hard. You got, you know, that's what you got to watch with your daughters watching. You got to watch what your kids watching. It's like, Sexy Red is porn rap. And basically, let's just say come with a triple X sign instead of an R rated. Let's say the triple X rated.
Yeah.
For real.
That's
pound
for
sure. This is X rated like a motherfucker. They ain't R rated. And they pushing this shit to little girls, yo. That's fucked up. When were you saying our shit in the streets? No little niggas is like, you know, taking that shit seriously and going out there doing that shit. They just relating to it. Like, yeah, that's right, man. This shit happened to my man or this shit happened to my uncle. That, yeah, man. And a braggadocious rap where we talk about how we'll kill another MC with our lyrics and my rhymes are like a gun and the lyrics depend on the bullet and all that shit. You know, that's creative writing right there. That's dope. But the shit she's saying... My pussy.
Flat out glorifying.
It's just straight ignorant.
Yeah, her booty hole brown.
Booty hole fucking stink.
I'm going to know this though, guys. I've seen this earlier before I got on here. I want to know who was the dude that knocked her up.
Who's she pregnant?
I don't know.
She's pregnant.
Damn.
Oh, somebody fucking thinking, somebody thinking long term. That's what Rockwell's making up. That nigga's like, you know what, I'll put a baby in this bitch. Slow her down. And spend that money.
For real.
I don't see her last, but she can't last.
That's that fact that she's been carrying around.
That shit don't last,
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Cardi B ain't no different. You know what I'm saying? Cardi B sells sex. Megan Thee Stallion sells sex. You know? But they overlooked a rapper like Miss London. You know, Lady London. She was on the BET Cypher. She's one of my favorite female MCs out there. And she don't talk about that shit. She don't care to talk about that shit. You know?
I mean, that's not a lane, you know. There's not a lot of motherfuckers' lane, no way. It's like everybody ain't a hardcore rapper, gangster rapper, everybody, you know what I'm saying? You got to have fun guys, you got all different types of rap, man. But that right there, I don't even know if it's selling. I just know it's got motherfuckers talking.
They putting money into that machine right there. That's
think
sure.
about it, man. You got a audience. Little girls, and they are real impressionable, man. So I don't know. Like I said, man, that's X-rated rap. That's all that is. That's X-rated rap. Shouldn't even be on the category as hip hop. But hey, what the fuck? It is.
For real.
So we need some more hip hop, man. Matter of fact, man, we gotta clean that fucking bullshit out the air. We need more hip hop playing, man.
Yeah,
oh,
give on some
before we get out of here.
Oh, that man. We gotta hit y'all with the throwback. With the throwback pick of the week. This joint. We're taking it back to the essence. The public
yeah, give them that real shit.
For real. So we'll catch y'all on the rebound next Saturday night. Same school time, same school channel.
Let's get
and we
it,
thank
man.
T-Mac for calling. And we out.
Peace in the Middle East. Peace in the Middle East.
This is the Screwball Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
We are at war!
Come on!
Black man, where is your heart?
Come on!
The black man is so dope, there's no reason we can't win. Everybody's gonna have to
come
get serious.
On. Come on.
I try to teach to reach a drop ball with a little flow. Remember back when I said no, if you can't get, I don't sit, get up. As the world turns, so sucker learns, as one quit, another hit, ain't just a trip. Hang me dry, but then it's do or die. When they don't give you a reason why, they be quitting, forgetting, finger pointing at us. Damn, so we be tearing up the joint. If there was a music to use for the lexical styling, Terminator X, Buck Wildin. Population double, a trigger panic, the spot, the heat is on and it's hot. Like Flex Terminator gets a go. Fuck Wiley! Getting a little taste of the P.E. That's what it be. It doesn't matter, the pilot still turns.